Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the best TVs that you can buy under 25,000 rupees in India. A lot of developments keep happening in this space, and once every few months, I'll have to just call our in-house audio and TV expert here on the podcast to talk about the latest developments in this space. And of course, this expert is Ali Pardiwala, who's here with us. Namaskar, Ali.
Namaskar, Pranay.
Yes, very good to have you here once again. I think you were here last week, even though we recorded that episode way too long ago.
Yes, but as far as the listeners are concerned, it was last week.
So yeah, exactly. And no one went on leave. No episodes were recorded in advance and everything was just fine.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So I think the reason we are recording this today is because Ali has just reviewed one TV under 25,000 rupees that could be a potentially big seller in India, considering that Xiaomi TVs are often at the top of the charts when you look at smart TV sales and other stuff. So he's reviewed the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition, the 43-inch variant, which I think has an introductory price of just a shade under 24,000 rupees. So that is the reason we are here today. And there are also a few other TVs in the sub 25K segment. So there's a lot going on. The space keeps changing like every 2-3 months these days. It's almost like, you know, the smartphone space and how it has been in the last few years. And that I'm really excited to see, because you guys, you get more in your TV, more features in your TV for a lower price. So Ali, how do you feel about this new TV and the fact that your beat has become much more hectic?
So yeah, the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition is, in my opinion, a pretty good TV for the price. It's about 23,500 rupees. That's the cost of the TV. It's not wildly different. I mean, the name itself suggests it. It's a Mi TV 4A at the end of the day. But that Horizon Edition branding is essentially what gives it a bit of an edge. It looks better. It has narrower... I'm not going to call them bezels, but it has narrower borders surrounding the screen, which gives it a bit of that, you know, that modern and the more premium look, even though this is, at the end of the day, an affordable TV. And apart from that, one big advantage of having these borders is that, having these slim borders, is that you can essentially possibly fit a larger screen TV in a smaller space, because you're not dealing with very thick borders. So if you're kind of cutting it really, really close, then something like the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition will really help, in the sense you'll get a 43-inch TV if you were earlier thinking maybe you'll get a 32 because of space issues and stuff like that. So there are a couple of these key advantages to the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition, or at least the 43-inch variant that I reviewed. And this gives it a bit of an edge in this space simply because it's different. It's got a bit of a more premium approach to the design. And it's still got that reliable experience. It's running Android TV. It's got... the patch wall, user interface, all of that stuff is all in place. So in my opinion, this is a good TV that has made a positive impact on this segment.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I'm just really annoyed with these companies for not sending us the base variants, which are like under 15,000 rupees. I don't think we've got a single one of them, right, to review. Not from Xiaomi, not from Realme, not from OnePlus.
No, so there was one brand. I'm not going to name that brand because the review didn't actually pan out. But there was one brand that offered to send a 32-inch TV. But that was just about the only brand that was offering to send a 32-inch TV ever. Everybody else wants to always send the highest variant. Because as one of our colleagues pointed out, that this is probably because they want to give you the best experience and then take your views and stuff like that and kind of give it give even the lower variants credit for that particular review. So say I review the 43-inch variant, they'll kind of try to pitch that in their social media and their marketing as being applicable to even the 32-inch variant, even though that's not really the case. So yeah, that seems to be one of the reasons why the brands want to always send us the best possible screen size for review. And this is a problem for me personally while reviewing, because I get people calling me and telling me, we'd like to send you this 85-inch TV for review. And I'm like, where the hell am I supposed to put it in my house? So I have these problems all the time where I'm trying to convince somebody to come down in screen size simply because I'm trying to find the most feasible option for myself, while the brands always want to send you the best possible thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that 85-inch thing was like ridiculous. I mean, we stayed in Bombay, man. Nobody has a house big enough. Well, at least nobody in journalism has a house.
Exactly, exactly. Nobody in journalism has a house that big. Yeah. Or at that point, I'm going to have to, you know, mount it on a different wall and change the entire layout of my house if I am to do anything with a TV of that size.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, 55 inches is just about as large as I can take. And that's usually where I draw the line.
Yeah, man, Ali, and also think about it, right? If you have an 85-inch TV, to watch that TV, you need about like 12 to 14 feet of distance between you and the TV, right? Where do you get that if you, even if you find a wall in the house?
Pretty much. I think 14 to 15 feet is the ideal distance for an 85-inch TV.
Yeah.
And that is also the reason why I said, I mean, I'll have to change the entire layout of my house. Break some walls or put the TV in my dining room and move my sofas to the other end of the house or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just crazy. I think these TVs should be banned from being reviewed in Bombay. Just send them to, I don't know, Delhi or some other place where people actually have houses.
Or find somebody who has a bungalow in Ambi Valley or something like that and get them to do all the reviews. Or you know what? Just give me the bungalow in Ambi Valley and I will happily review those 85-inch TVs.
Yeah, true that. Anyway, so coming back to the topic, I am definitely quite annoyed that we never get those 32-inch TVs to review. Because a lot of people do ask us, like you said, that what about the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition 32-inch TV? Should I buy that? And if you look at the review is always for the higher variant, right? The 43 one or the 55 one or whatever. So you can't really look at our review and say that, no, this also applies to the 32-inch variant, like you rightly said.
So a few things might apply, but the core viewing experience, which is how the TV handles resolution, how the TV feels in terms of size, all of those things are obviously different because the 43-inch Horizon Edition is a full HD TV. And the 32-inch is an HD, which is a 720p, a 768p TV, essentially. So that there is definitely going to be a significant difference in the performance of that. The only things that will match are things like, you know, the software and the way it looks and all of those kind of things. But those are all secondary in the larger scheme of things.
Yeah, and panel quality, right? Like, how do you know it's the same panel that's used in both the TVs without reviewing?
It's not going to be. Obviously, the resolution is different. It cannot be the same panel. It might be a similar panel, but the resolution is different at the end of the day. So you never know how it's going to pan out. That I reviewed the 43-inch, and yeah, the 43-inch was good, but I cannot say the same thing about the 32-inch unless I were to review that as well.
Yeah, true that. Completely understand that viewpoint. Now, I just have a couple of queries about this Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition. Now, number one is the performance okay or is it way too sluggish as we've seen in many other TVs in this affordable segment? And number two is the remote okay? Do they have a dedicated mute button and everything else that you need?
I'll get to the second part first. That remote is still the same old remote. Nothing has really changed over there. So no mute button, no source selector button, no settings button. You have to go back to the Android TV home screen to be able to adjust the settings, which is really annoying because sometimes I want to see changes in real time, right? But no, I can't do that. I'm going to be in content. I have to get out of it, change the settings and go back in to see if it's made a difference. But now I have no idea what it looked like before. So I don't know if it's made a difference. Yeah. So that is essentially one big problem. The remote hasn't really changed. About the general performance, coming to specifically how the TV performs with picture, in terms of picture performance, it's pretty good for a 43-inch full HD TV. It handles resolutions well. It handles upscaling well. So even if you're watching standard definition 480p content, it'll still look pretty good on the 43-inch full HD screen. In general, I only found the colors a little bit dull. But apart from that, I didn't really have any other problems. Going up to full HD content, this TV does a good job. And coming to the performance of the interface and stuff like that, it is a bit sluggish. Now, there's just 1 GB of RAM, 8 GB of internal storage. That 1 GB of RAM is the operative thing here. There's also an Amlogic processor, which is another operative point here. Now, this isn't a bad set of specifications. It's just a bit underwhelming. And the TV is sluggish at times. It's not unreliable, it's stable, but it's sluggish in the sense it can take up to 2 seconds for the remote to kind of for the TV to respond to commands from the remote. So in that sense, yes, the TV is just a little bit sluggish, just a little bit slow. But they have fixed one big point, and that is they have finally put in a quick boot mode, which is something that Sudeep had spoken to us on a previous episode of the podcast itself. He had said that these guys are working on something, on an implementation that will finally do away with that 45-second boot time. And this works. The TV boots up in like 4 to 5 seconds, provided you haven't fully powered it off. So in that sense, there is that one improvement where the TV no longer takes 45 seconds to boot in most cases.
Yeah, and but before you go ahead, I'm just going to like quickly give people a little bit of context. So Sudeep Sahu is a product manager at Xiaomi. We had him and Ishwar Nilakantan, who's I think the like head of TVs basically for Xiaomi in India. So these two people were on a previous episode of Orbital. You should definitely go and listen to that interview. And you know, we had complained about these exact things over there, and they had promised a fix for some of these things. And that's what Ali is talking about. So Ali, I think you can take it over from here.
Yeah, definitely. So that one fix that they had promised has actually come about. And this is a really useful fix because I'm going to tell you something from my personal experience. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and she basically when she wakes up in the morning or when she wakes up in the evening after her nap, she immediately wants to watch cartoons. And 45 second boot time is painful if you're dealing with a cranky 2-year-old, at which point that 5 seconds to boot up and another 10 to 15 seconds for me to load up her cartoons on Netflix or YouTube or whatever makes all the difference in her crying or not crying. So for me, that 5 second boot time is a lifesaver, and it's something that I really, really wanted for Xiaomi to do. And they finally done it with the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition.
Yeah, I know. I hope finally they get the mute button and source select button in the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition 2021.
Maybe we need to get Sudeep and Ishwar back on the podcast and complain some more, and then hopefully the next TVs will have it.
Yeah, and maybe like the remote will be available separately so that you can fix your old Mi TVs, whichever you bought. In case you wanted that functionality.
So definitely.
Another thing we are looking forward to. Anyway, so I think the BTV 4A Horizon Edition is a decent TV that has been established. Now, we should also clarify that the actual price of this TV is likely to be above 25,000, 26,000 rupees or so, according to the Xiaomi website. I think this is just an introductory offer, right, Tim? Selling it at under 24,000.
But right now. I don't think the price will increase significantly. Yes, it is an introductory offer, but it might increase by 500 to 1,000 rupees. It's 23,500 right now. Maybe it will get to about 24,000 pushing it. It's still cheaper than the Mi TV 4X, which is the next TV in their lineup, which is about 26,000 rupees right now.
Okay. I also have a slightly like beginner level question. Like, you can get a smartphone with 8 GB RAM for like 20,000 rupees, but why can't you get a TV with like this much RAM at this price range? Usually I've seen like 1 GB RAM or thereabouts.
So for one thing, TVs don't really need that much RAM. Smart TVs don't really need that much RAM. 2 GB of RAM is enough in most cases. I don't think Android TV is that efficient a system, and you're not really running too much. You don't have the TV trying to catch a mobile network and trying to, you know, latch onto 4G or whatever those kind of bands. And there's a lot less that the TV does. All it needs to do is connect to the Wi-Fi. It doesn't really need to load up too much app data. Everything is kind of in real time. It's loading it and it's immediately pushing it forward. So in that sense, the TVs don't really need that much RAM. That said, again, yes, like you said, a smartphone can have 8 GB of RAM for 20,000 rupees. So why can't a TV even have 2 GB? Why does this TV have to have 1 GB? Because there are a bunch of other costs and stuff going into this. I mean, the screen itself is the big cost on the TV, the panel itself. This is a much, your phone has a 5.56-inch screen at the very most. These panels cost a lot more to manufacture because they're, you know, 43 inches across and stuff like that. So that is the big component.
And let's not forget logistics. Now, I mean, you can maybe ship like what, 100 TVs in a truck at most, whereas you'll be able to ship probably like 500 phones in the same space.
That's true. So the a big chunk of the cost is, of course, the logistics and the transportation cost of getting it to all of those showrooms or getting it to all of the Amazon warehouses and then being able to ship it out to various parts of the country. So yeah, the cost factor of a TV is never really going to match up with the cost factor of a smartphone, in which case they do need to cut costs by, you know, putting 1 GB of RAM instead of 2 GB. Even whatever the minuscule amount of money, maybe 300 or 400 rupees, that makes a big difference in the bottom line and in their margins.
So yeah, that's actually like a pretty good explanation of what's going on in this field. Now the next thing to think about is, what other TVs are there which are good under 25,000 rupees? What should people expect, and which one would you buy?
So of the TVs I've reviewed specifically, I would say the next best option is the Realme Smart TV, which is about 23,000 rupees, I believe. This is also available in 32-inch and 43-inch sizes. It also runs Android TV. It has a MediaTek processor, unlike the Amlogic processor on the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition. In that, so it does have a few improvements, but in my opinion, the panel and the display on the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition is a little bit better than the Realme TVs, which is why I prefer it now, even though they're roughly the same price and they have similar specifications. The Realme is, in my opinion, the second best option in this field. And if we talk about a third option, but I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of how this is because I haven't reviewed it, but the OnePlus TV Y series, the 43-inch Y series TV, does look like a pretty good option as well. Now, I haven't reviewed this, so I have no idea how the display and how the performance is. But in terms of specifications, in terms of software, all of that stuff, this looks like a pretty good option as well. If you have the ability to, you know, head over to a OnePlus store near you and check it out, you definitely should, and take a look and see whether that one will work out for you better than the Mi TV 4A 43 Horizon Edition. But if not, and you're kind of going simply by reviews, or you're going by what you've kind of read online, or you need to make a fast decision, the Mi TV 4A 43 Horizon Edition is a pretty safe pick right now.
Yeah, so that's a fair estimate of what to expect here. I think, like, one thing I would like to know is, 4K TVs, are they like the only option under 25K, or are there some full HD TVs to consider? Or like, if you're going to watch stuff on a cable TV setup box, then, you know, you don't need to look at these TVs at all and just get a normal one.
So yeah, if you're largely going to be watching DTH or cable or whatever like that, which even if you get one of those HD plans, the maximum resolution for most content is 1080p at this point. In which case, if majority of your watching is that, then definitely stick to a full HD TV. It's a little bit cheaper as well. Now, like I said, there are 4K TVs available. The Mi TV 4X 43-inch is a 4K HDR TV that costs 26,000 rupees. We're talking about only a 2,500 rupee price difference. If you can get that 2,500 rupee price difference, or if you can wrap your head around that and pay that much more money, I would definitely say get an entry-level 43-inch 4K HDR TV. Even simply because, you know, maybe at that point you can upgrade to the Netflix 4K plan. Maybe you have Amazon Prime Video and you already have access to a bunch of 4K Ultra HD content, in which case you might find yourself using it a little bit more. Bear in mind, you do also need a good enough internet connection to be able to use all of these things. So keep that in mind. And if you're still going to be watching mostly cable TV content, then there is a factor that though that content needs to be upscaled greater for the 4K panel, in which case the picture quality might suffer a little bit if you end up watching a lot of standard definition or full HD content on a 4K TV. But as a long-term proposition, if you think that, you know what, maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, I'm going to get a better internet connection, or I'm going to upgrade to that 800 rupee Netflix plan, then pick up the Mi TV 4X 43. It's 26,000 rupees. It just costs a little bit more.
Yeah, true that. So that's what I mean. Under 25K, still, like, there are some like great options, no doubt. But I think now the case can easily be made. Like, if you just extend your budget just a little bit, you'll get so much more. So that's probably one, you know, route to take. Now, the last thing I want to check before we close this episode is how's the sound quality on this Mi TV Horizon Edition and any other options under 25K that give you front-firing speakers for better audio experiences?
So the sound on this is, it's good. I'm not going to say it's terrible. The volume levels are pretty stable in the sense it doesn't suddenly spike in those loud scenes and stuff like that. And you'll be able to hear. But at the end of the day, no TV's bottom firing speakers are good enough. And if you can afford a soundbar, you should definitely be getting yourself a soundbar for that better sound. But if you aren't interested in picking up additional equipment, the Mi TV 4A 43 Horizon Edition has perfectly acceptable sound. It'll work for you. It's good enough for the screen size. It's adequate. There's 20 watts of output, which is just about fine. Are there better options in the category? There is one that I can think of. This is the View Cinema TV, which recently came out in 32-inch and 43-inch variants. Now, I'm not too sure about availability because View's availability has been very, very weird these last few months. Sometimes it's available and then suddenly it's out of stock for 2 months and then all of a sudden you see it available again for like one day. So I'm not too sure about the availability, but the View Cinema TV 43, which is the full HD version and costs around the same as the Mi TV 4A 43 Horizon Edition, that has a front-firing soundbar type speaker. So the sound quality is going to be a little bit better on that. But again, I haven't reviewed the 43-inch full HD variant. What I have reviewed is the 50 or the 55-inch variant. And that is a completely different experience. So I cannot say the same thing for the 43-inch full HD variant.
Yeah, true that. So much of this is like an asterisk, right? You can't just say that, okay, no, I did X, I reviewed X TV, so it should apply to all models of the X TV. That's like the most frustrating thing in this whole experience.
Definitely.
But anyway, good you pointed out that front-firing speaker thing. I think that's a pretty important one for a lot of people. But in case you already have purchased a TV and you're thinking, oh no, I should have thought about this, then maybe you can get a like simple, affordable soundbar instead of just upgrading your TV or something. I think for 5,000 rupees, you get that Xiaomi soundbar, which is decent enough to improve the volume just a bit. And at slightly more than that, during sales especially, I've seen good soundbars at under like 10,000, right? So 7,000-8,000 should be good enough to get one of those slightly older models at a discount for a soundbar.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can get a basic soundbar for about 8,000 to 9,000 rupees right now. There are a lot of these Blaupunkt and a couple of these other brands that are selling them for very low right now. And if you buy, you know, a 2 or 3 year old variant from a brand like Poke Audio or even JBL, you could get it for maybe, you know, just about 10,000, maybe a little bit more. In which case it might just be worth it, because that soundbar is a pretty good investment in my opinion. It's not only a part of your TV, you can also use it as your audio system for your living room or whatever. So in that sense, yeah, if you can get a soundbar, I will always say get a soundbar. But if you don't really have the budget, don't worry too much about the sound, it's adequate.
Yeah, true that. Okay, so I think we have covered the most important points for most people. Is there anything we missed by any chance, Ali? Anything else you can think of? If not, then I'll just, you know.
I think we've covered everything.
All right, then. So we'll wrap up this episode of Orbital right away. And we'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, you can send us your questions, comments and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. And you can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at gadgets360. And definitely go to the website gadgets360.com and also gadgets.ndtv.com/guide, because that's where we have a bunch of buying guides also for TVs and audio products. And Ali has done a lot of impressive explainer work as well over there. Definitely check all of those things out. And the Mi TV 4A Horizon Edition, I keep forgetting the name sometimes because it's too long. That is the reviewer for that product is available on the website. You can definitely check that out. Thank you so much for listening. And as I said before, we'll be back next week.